international stocks nosedive amid global fears. Front page top fall in USA Today. Dow falls 513 points. Front page Detroit News top fall. Economic fears send global markets down. Top of the page of the front page of the Detroit Free Press. When will the ride end? Fears mount. U.S. headed for second recession. That led me to call our stock market expert, Doug Adler from Raymond James of East Lansing. Doug, I thought about you yesterday as I'm watching MSNBC and Fox News cover this story. It must have been a crazy day for you.
It was. get you moving. That's for sure.
Instead of a single, it's a double or a triple at the neighborhood pub. Well, tell me what happened yesterday.
You know, it started. A bit soft has been the trend over the last couple of weeks, and then you know what happened, Tony, was there. And this but generally tends to happen. People that are betting against the market, so they're betting short. You start to hear these rumors, and some started to roll out yesterday. There was rumors that State Street Global, which is a big, you know, New York custodian bank, was actually charging people to deposit their money at the bank. Then you had a rumor out that Spain and Italy, the governments now, were not able to sell their bonds, and they told the markets we're not going to issue any new debt for the next the rest of August. That tells the market that they can't place the debt. There's no buyers. And so, you know, everyone is really sensitive. Big money, for sure, is sensitive to this kind of replay of 2008, 2009. And those types of things kind of sound the same way. All of a sudden, the banks, you're getting so much money in, they don't want it. I mean, when does that happen? And so the market spooks, and then down we went. And then it just became indiscriminate. Everything was sold, and it was sold hard. So I actually look at that pretty constructive from the standpoint. When you get to this point, I'm not saying today's the day or not, but when you get to the point where the market is so one-sided and all the volume is to the downside, that tells you you're getting close because people are just wanting to get out. And usually you can shake out the weak hands and then the market, you know, has a try to the upside. I think we're getting closer to that.
The people who really got hurt are the folks who are going to retire within a year.
That's the tough thing with the market. We've all, certainly people that have been invested for a number of years have, you know, seen these things, the lack of predictability sometimes. And I think that goes back to maybe one of the core tenets is, you should not take on risk in the stock market that your portfolio is not positioned to weather or you're not emotionally, you know, really wanting to handle it because you just don't know. I mean, particularly today, the markets are so fast because of the global platform. News in Asia affects the U.S. Things that happen in the U.S. affects Europe and so forth and so on. There could be things that we don't even see, people aren't talking about, and all of a sudden, boom, it happens. And yesterday was one of those things.
How much will the jobs report for July, which comes out between 8 and 8:30, affect the market today?
It comes out at 8:30 this morning, so we're going to get the July employment numbers. And it's going to be interesting to see there because the consensus is for around 84,000 new hires for the month of July. And it's going to be a stretch, I think, to get there. The June number was 18,000. The weekly jobless claims have been running over 400,000, and that's folks filing for unemployment benefits for the first time weekly. And that number is still, this seems unbelievable, but it's still over 400,000 on a weekly basis, new applications. So we're fighting hard on employment, and it's not working at the moment. The number is 84,000. We'll see. If it's soft, you could see them come in and the sellers come in and hit things pretty hard again. If it surprises, maybe it's the catalyst we need. But I think at any, whether the number is good or not, Tony, the market has been down 9 out of 10 sessions. We're down about 10% off of the high. You've got brand name companies, household names down 20% from where they were just 2 weeks ago. So now the valuations start to get attractive, and I'm not so sure that the employment report, unless it's an utter disaster, is going to have that much impact today.
So what is going to need to happen for the market to find confidence again?
it's unknowable. When you get to a point like this, you don't know what the catalyst is going to be. I think it's pretty clear that the market now is not expecting any exciting, promising economic data. You know, that's really the other part of this story is over the last 3 months, economic data here in the U.S. Has certainly been contracting. There's no way to refute that. And we're actually to the point now where we're getting close to tipping into negative growth. And you have some leading economists. There's a gentleman named Martin Feldstein from Harvard, worked in the Reagan administration. He's calling it 50-50. Larry Summers, who worked with President Clinton and President Obama, he's calling the odds of a recession at 1 in 3 now. So when you start to hear that chatter, that tells you underneath the surface the data is not too good. We need something positive that way. We could get something from the administration that maybe is, market friendly. I'm not sure what that would be, but something like that. There's always a catalyst. I mean, it's always dangerous to get too bearish. I think it's important to try to be neutral. And it's just that times the market sees the cup as half full, and other times it sees it half empty. And right now it's half empty, but something will trigger, and that will flip, and up will go.
Well, you would think that the president would be aggressive with this because re-election time is coming up, but what can he really do?
I think that's the concern is more or less he's out of bullets. The Federal Reserve is run through quantitative easing, which is just simply injecting money into the system. We've played that game twice. The president, rolled out almost, a $900 billion stimulus plan for the shovel-ready projects. We didn't really see that. So that bullet's kind of gone. There's no appetite for new stimulus. And, as you look at those things, what is there? And, part of this is, bigger than any administration. It's just simply the globe is trying to deleverage. There's such a credit bubble created over the last 20, 30 years. And, the hangover is bad, and that's what we're going through now. So it's going to, I think, be sluggish. Now, there's things that they could do from maybe a tax standpoint, from a regulatory standpoint. There are a lot of uncertainties. If we came out maybe with a cohesive energy policy for once, that may give people confidence. You don't know. There's things that can happen for sure. The game is far from over. And in an entrepreneurial country like this, if the kind of animal business spirits feel like the outlook is better than it is today, That's a positive. So there's things that can happen. We just haven't seen them yet.
And, Doug, if I've learned anything from our conversations, if you're going to invest in the market, you have to be in it for the long haul and enjoy the ride.
That's exactly right. And maybe one other component to that, have an uncle point. That's the key. You have to manage the risk. I think a lot of times people take you're in it for the long haul, and it's true that you should be. Your stock market money should be longer-dated money. There's no question about that. Days like yesterday show that. But the thing is, Tony, you still have to have an uncle point on anything that you own. I mean, think of just in Michigan with General Motors, Kmart as examples. Stocks that were high-priced and ultimately we know where they went, to zero. And you why would you want to own that company for the long haul? You wouldn't. So what you want to think about doing, I think as an investor, is just have a place where you say, I'm out. Maybe it's 10% below where you buy. Maybe it's 15%. But at some point where you say, that's enough. I'm wrong. This investment's going against me, and I'm going to sell it.
Kenny Rogers says no one to hold him and no one to fold him.
That's a fact.
Doug Adler from Raymond James of East Lansing. Thanks so much, Doug.
Enjoyed it, Tony. Thank you.